He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans didn't just get their fourth consecutive win on Sunday. They beat the Titans 13-12. They beat a team with the best record in football. How did the Texans do it? With hard-nosed defense and a 200-yard receiving performance from Andre Johnson. But before we get to that, Texans fans, remember the last home game of the season is on December 28th against the Chicago Bears. It will be Fan Appreciation Day, so there will be lots of fun activities for the whole family. The Titans defense has been called the most physical in football this season. But on Sunday, the Texans were the tougher team in their 13-12 upset over Tennessee. Houston started the game with cornerback Fred Bennett picking off a Kerry Collins pass in the opening drive. That play set the tone for the game. Coach Gary Kubiak said his team never turned back.
Oh, man, they've been playing really well. You know, this is 2 weeks in a row that a football team's in position. Probably if they get 5 or 6 more yards to beat us with a field goal. And both times our guys stood up and said no and made the play, you know, and then did that again today. So, you know, they've just been playing very, very well. You know, we had some guys come in today and help. A DB went out. Marlin came in, played well. You know, just great effort. We put our guys in a lot of man coverage and none bigger than that at the end of the game, and they responded. So just very proud of the job Richard and the staff has done and the effort that we're getting on that side of the ball right now.
The defense played zone coverage with flashes of man. They kept Collins uncomfy in the pocket. They didn't allow the Titans to score a touchdown. And they held the Tennessee Titans' third-ranked rushing game to 100 yards.
I think early, you know, we could have got frustrated. I think the first two carries pop off for almost 30 yards, if I'm right. So you're going, holy smokes, you know. But we just kept working, and coaches did a good job of adjusting. I just think we tackled better. You know, they're very committed. They're going to run that football. When they came out in the third quarter, it was obvious what they decided to do. They were going to pound us. But we rose to the occasion. We played good red zone defense. So two good backs, great group up front. You know, you just hopefully don't give up the big play, and we didn't today.
On the other side of the ball, it was all Andre Johnson. The wide receiver had over 200 receiving yards and caught the lone touchdown of the game. It was a redemption game for him after his performance at Tennessee, where he dropped 2 touchdown catches.
Well, I was into a lot a little bit, not too much. You know, they played a lot of single high safety. They mixed the coverage up real well. You know, just coming into, you know, just, you know, from looking at the last game, you know, I always, you know, the first thing I bring up is the 2 catches I dropped. And, you know, those were plays that had to be made. I took full responsibility for it, and I felt like, you know, those were points that we could have had that, you know, maybe could have won the game for us, and we played them up there. We also didn't do a good job in the red zone against them when we were up there. And that was on everybody's mind, you know, coming into this week. You know, we know if we made those plays, we would have beat them. And we were just determined that we were going to go out and make those plays today.
Steve Slayton also did his part. The rookie ran for 100 yards, including a 34-yard scamper in the final 2 minutes to seal the victory. He's the only back in the league to hit the 100-yard rushing mark against the Titans this season, and he's done it twice. Quarterback Matt Shaw withstood 3 sacks and an illegal hit, threw for 284 yards, and had any doubts about his durability.
I know they're going to pressure. I don't hear any talk. I've got bigger things to think about and worry about. I knew they were going to bring pressure, and they were going to get to me, but it's just my job to drive back and get rid of it.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're